Omar Achakach, Parshas Hadinin. Rav Tzadik now turns to that part of the Torah where Yisro is telling Moshe how to organize the Bat Edin, the Jewish courts. Av shezeh haya achar yom ha-kippurim, k'mosh mevu'ar, or k'mosh mevi Rashi misifri. Not only is it in the Torah before Matan Torah, when in fact it took place after Matan Torah, it took place well after Matan Torah. This was after Moshe came down with the Luchos Shnios and began practically to lead and teach and guide and answer questions for Klal Yisrael, which was Mimachras Yom HaKippurim. And yet it's here in Yisro, so soon after we are talking about leaving Mitzrayim, the Torah juxtaposes Yisro's suggestion as to how to create Jewish courts. Rak zehu gam kein hakdomo l'matan Torah. This is intended to be an introduction, a foreword, if you will, to Matan Torah. Dine inyan minui sare alofim, sare meos, sare asaros. This idea of having these courts and people who are in charge of and representing the needs of the thousand or of the hundreds or of the tens, this is hu rak me'inyan Torah shebal peh. That's not to teach Torah shebichsav, because Torah shebichsav is an open book. You open it up and you see what it says, but how do you apply it? How is it to be understood? And one would see it one way, and another would see it another way, and then there are machlokesim. There are different opinions, and you have to have the more difficult questions brought to the greater people and to the greater dayanim, ultimately, if necessary, to Moshe Rabbeinu. This is all Torah shebal peh. That wouldn't be the case if what we had was just Torah shebichsav. Hu rak me'inyan Torah shebal peh, sheyesh bazeh madregos, where there is gradation between one level of a question or one aspect of a halacha and another aspect of a halacha, and some that are easier, some that are harder, some that are more elusive, and some that are clearer and easier to grasp. The Moshe Rabbeinu kishekibel ha-Taira, haya ha-kol kolol b'Taira shebichsav. When Moshe Rabbeinu received Taira, every nuance was known through the words of Torah, and now what he's going to tell us is an explanation of the Gemara in Nedarim, where the Gemara intimates that when we first received Torah, the Psukim themselves spoke to us so directly and clearly that we would not have had to struggle the way we do with Mishnayos and Gemara and Masa Umatan and the give and take, but we would have known it just from the Pasuk. It was made clear to us, the giving of Torah was the giving of Torah Shebichsav, where Torah shebichsav included every fine point of Torah shebal peh. We would have known and understood from the pasuk itself and from the words and from the placement of the words, we would have known all of that which we need to now rather work on instead of just having it revealed to us. Revelation included, initially, all of what Torah shebichsav has to say, as interpreted by Torah shebal peh. Ukemosh mevur, like the Gemara Nedarim says, the ilmole chatu Yisrael leinitin lehem ella chamisha chumshei Torah. It says there in Maseches Nedarim that if not for the chet ha'egel, and there's a medrash that seems to say that it's not just chet ha'egel, but it's also that at Har Sinai itself, we said, you know, to Moshe, you know, you speak Takarish Baruch Hu, but we're not able to. And that too was a point where they lost the ability to receive Torah and to know all of it straight mipi Hashem, straight from the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were.
Yeah, but he only had Chamisha Chumshei Torah. How did he learn the laws of Shechita? Where does that come from? Tefillin, where does that come from? Not in Torah Shebichsav.
So they would have, he's going to explain.
Oh, okay.
He's going to basically say, what you're asking is, how can you know what tefillin look like, what the laws of Shechita are, which malachos are considered malachos of Shabbos, all of Torah shebal peh, how would you know it? The answer is, when said the words of the Torah, shebichsav, they heard, and they were in their minds able to grasp immediately all of Torah shebal peh, just as if it were revealed to them. In the context of those words, was revealed to them everything. Let's continue. But that's what the Gemara means when it says, if not for the chet, all they would have needed was chamisha chumshei Torah. V'rak al yedei haroiv kas hutzruchu l'toyra shebal peh haroiv chochma. But the Gemara there in Maseches Nedarim says on the pasuk in Koheles, v'roiv chochma roiv kas. So the juxtaposition of a lot of kas, meaning anger and trouble, and roiv chochma and a lot of wisdom, is explained by the Gemara in Nedarim as follows. Beyond the simple pshat, which is that the more you know, the more you have heartache, as in ignorance is bliss. But beyond that, the Gemara says, that which you will need in order to rectify roiv kas, if you've done something which angers a Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you've done something which brings you to have bad spirit between you and a Kadosh Baruch Hu, an ill will between you and a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is what the kas word means in this context, then the way to fix that, the way to rectify that is roiv chochma. So because of that which we did to bring on roiv kas at Chet HaEgel, roiv chachma, we had to have Torah Shebal Peh, we have to work for our Torah, we have to struggle to know what these words mean, why they mean what they do, how do you derive, what is the way, Yugimu Yidus HaTorah Nidreshes Behen, we have to struggle through them, and sometimes it's not so clear, and so there are different opinions. And if the Messiah is lost, then for sure we're going to have opinions, we're going to have machlaikas even. All of that is roiv chachma letaken haroiv kas ubishas matan taira kisheshamu Yisrael dibur anoichi. They just had to hear anoichi. I Hashem nitka Talmud Torah belibam. Talmud Torah became sunk into their hearts. They heard anoichi Hashem alakecha asher yotzeisicha, and immediately they had a grasp and the ability to comprehend through the simple words of the Torah everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and how it's to be done. So, for example, when it talks about Shechita, and the Torah's words are, V'zavachta ka'asher tzivcha, or to that effect, the Torah basically says, ka'asher tzivisicha, I believe. Mm-hmm. And that's all it says. And we know, yes, that what was commanded was that there are various disqualifications of Shechita, and there are five ways that the Shechita can become completely nevela, shehiya hagrama hadrasa chalad de ikur. That's all in the word that kasher tzivisicha. That's all there. And when I just said that, and everybody in Klal Yisrael would understand. Kadosh Baruch Hu would say loisasa kol malacha, and he would say, and this is the malacha of the Mishkan. And Am Yisrael would right away know in their hearts. They would understand immediately that whatever is the malacha in the Mishkan. Haktahava, chashiva, that which is important as a malacha as a mishkan, is considered a malacha as far as Isu Shabbos is concerned. They knew everything.
The word nitka, though.
Nitka means, tekua means sunk into their hearts.
Like in other words, like Aramaic.
Sunk
no,
in.
It's a modern Israeli word.
Mm-hmm.
But is it related? It's not related.
Something thrust to Kiyah, in. Though? No. It's similar.
The pasuk says, "Va'yitka ohalo." He placed his tent.
Because when you put your tent,
you put a peg dip into the ground
to make it firm and give it a grounding.
You're banging.
Yeah, right. Well, so that's tkua, when it's stuck in. So here, what was thrust into the minds and into the hearts of Am Yisrael with the words Anoichi included everything in Torah. And the ability to grasp it. It doesn't just necessarily mean that in that moment they got it. But what he meant is, by saying this, he meant to say to us that imparted to us the ability to open a pasuk in Chumash and see everything that's in that pasuk. That's how it was originally supposed to be. That's what the Gemara in Maseches Nedarim means when it says, Ilmalei Chatu Yisrael lo'nitin lehem ella chamisha chumshei Torah. But because of the chet, so b'roiv chachma, roiv kas. Using roiv chachma, all of the wisdom and all of the intricacies of and propulim and drushes of Torah shebal peh is our way of gaining back the knowledge which we lost because we caused kas. We were over on roiv kas. As it will be in the future. Now he quotes from the pasuk in Yirmiyah, "V'lo yalamdu oid ish esrei'ehu." You're not going to have to be teaching each other. You're going to open a pasuk. You're going to open up a chumash, lasid lavai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give a knowing heart to every Jew. And a Jew is going to open up a chumash, and he's going to easily understand every aspect of Hashem's will. Every bit of Ritzayin Hashem will become easy for us to grasp. Ki kulam yedu, oh, you see the pasuk says. Everybody's going to know me. Will be able to understand me. The kol tarig mitzvahs tarig zinei itin. It says in the Zohar HaKadosh, in this week's parsha, that the tarig mitzvahs are actually zinei itin, which means they are the embodiment or the trappings of Eitzah. Good ideas. Each one is an Eitzah, meaning a means to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That if you become a person who does all the mitzvahs, you can become a person who is at one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they are Eitzos, meaning they are means of becoming one with the Borei Olam. How do you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How do you know and understand Him? There's no way to know and understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu unless you do His mitzvahs and study His mitzvahs. And if you know and study and do the mitzvahs, so then you begin to have some inkling as to what is Hashem, what is it that Hashem wants. And when you have an inkling as to what it is that Hashem wants, you have some understanding of what is the Borei Olam. But that's what mitzvahs are. Mitzvahs are there so that we can become one with Him, so that we can relate to Him, so that we are with Him, so that we have a relationship and an affinity. We become one with the Borei Olam. They are Eitzos. They are means to that accomplishment. The Hemrak Eitzos Sheyoir Belev Mamar Anoichi. So his take of Tzaddik is that the intent of the Zohar is to tell us that every one of the mitzvahs adds to our ability to fully understand and feel Anoichi, the truth of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Ubushas Matan Torah Kishehayir Belibam Dibur Anoichi, the nitka belibam kol hadivrei Torah. At that moment, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us directly, and that's what we heard directly, before we ran away and told Moshe that we were too scared, before we became so frightened as to fear for our lives, so we said, Moshe, you should hear and you'll tell it over, but we can't experience this, we won't survive it. But before that, we heard Anoichi directly. That dibur of Anoichi was heard by us directly. Kishaher belibam dibur anoichi venitka belibam kol adivrei Torah loy hutzruchu lehislamed. We would not need the Talmud. We would not need all of the difficult and long-winded and intricate limudim. V'lohoye madregas, sorry alafim, sorry meos, sorry chamishim, sorry asoros. All of those various gradations and levels of different types of batei din to teach us and to have us understand various laws and various dinim, each bezdin handling that area of its expertise, and some people are more expert and some less, and some for therefore will serve larger numbers of people, and some for more simple matters will serve for the purposes of just 10 Jews at a time. That was only Torah Shebal Peh. There was no need for that initially at the time of the giving of the Torah. V'chein, hu b'gemara, in the end of Maseches Tainis, lo'osid yas HaKadosh Baruch Hu mochel l'tzadikim. It says in the Gemara, at the end of Maseches Tainis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a circle of all of the tzadikim, all of us, righteous Yidden in the future, and we're all going to create one big circle, and we're going to be able to point, right, and say, oh, this is the great one, the great God, this is what I believed in, this is what I hoped for, as the Gemara Maseches Tainis says. Gemara Maseches Taina says that Amar Rabbi Elazar asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu l'asas machal tzadikim hu yoshev b'nehem b'gan Eden v'chol echad v'echad mara be'etzboi. Everyone in the circle points and says v'amar b'yamahu hinei elokeinu zeh kivinu loy v'yoshiyenu zeh Hashem kivinu loy negilu v'nisvachab shuvasoi. Now this machal, which is a circle, implies that everybody's equal. So he says, Rav Tzadik, that's the whole point. There is no longer Sari Alafim, Sari Meai, Sari Chamishim, Sari Asaris. Lasid Lavi, the Tzadikim are all the same. Every Yid who wants to know Torah, who learned Torah, is a Tzadik, and they form one big circle. Because everyone is equal. Mm. No one knows more, no one knows less, because the Torah is open for everybody to grasp and for everyone to understand. There is no longer gradation. The gradation is because of the difficulty and the challenge of Torah Shebal Peh. And that's what Yisro was dealing with. Machal Mora al Igol. Machal means a round circle. Ve'ein bezeh roish v'soif. There's no higher, lower, there's no beginning, no end. V'hainu. B'loi chilik madregos. Ke'inyin shenemar v'loi alamdu. Like we said from the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, no one's going to have to teach anybody else. The Torah will be open for us all to understand ourselves. Rak acher ha'kilkol. But after we fell, after our terrible, tragic error, she'nitzrach letakin ha'roiv kas, acher yom kippurim, hutzruchu l'sarei alofim. V'yisa mehari HaKadosh, the Rabbi Akiva ha-yasherish Torah Shebal Peh. Rabbi Akiva, as we know from the Medrash that describes how Moshe Rabbeinu was shown, Rabbi Akiva being derish tagin, the little crowns on every letter, he was explaining what it is that these tagin, what these little crowns are meant to teach us. Because Rabbi Akiva is considered to be the master and source of the Torah Shebal Peh as we know it. Ubi Gemara, Nisdar Inyan Matan Torah, where is Matan Torah described and explained? In Maseches Shabbos. Where? B'perek Rabbi Akiva, the Maseches Shabbos. The name of the perek is Rabbi Akiva. V'Shabbos yesh lo shaychus lo Matan Torah. T'kul yalma b'Shabbos nitna Torah. Everybody knows Torah was given on Shabbos, according to all opinions. So, you have this coming together of Matan Torah, which its Baal Peh aspect, Torah Shebaal Peh, was through Rabbi Akiva. In the parak called Rabbi Akiva, you have the Gemara that describes the events of Matan Torah. That whole Gemara, Daf Peh Hey, that describes which day it was and what happened day after day, and the progression of the days, as Moshe was told to come up, and various messages were delivered to Klal Yisrael, and the preparation, Shleish Yismi Agbala, all of that is explained and described in the Gemara, in Maseches Shabbos. Shabbos has, of course, special shaychus to Matan Torah, because it was on a Shabbos that Torah was given, and it's in Perek Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva was, after all, as the Ari says, he was the Sheirish of Torah Shebaal Peh. Umashe nisdar beperek Rabbi Akiva hu mitam. Rabbi Akiva sherish teresh shebal peh. Shehoye ben Gerim. He was, after all, a descendant of Gerim. The Gerim were not given Torah shebichsav. We were given Torah shebichsav. But Torah shebal peh belongs to Gerim just like it belongs to us. In other words, at Har Sinai, we got Torah shebichsav. Then, since then, we are still getting and learning and processing Torah Shebichsav with its counterpart, Torah Shebaal Peh. The Ger, on the other hand, the Ger doesn't have Torah Shebichsav. I mean, of course they have Torah Shebichsav, but they weren't given. They weren't at Har Sinai. The Ger,
their neshamas weren't there. Yeah.
They, even if the neshamas were there, but they themselves, right, their ancestors were not there. So the ancestors of Rabbi Akiva were not given Torah Shebichsav. But Torah Shebaal Peh, which is something that comes afterward, he has an equal share. Every ger has an equal share. And in the case of Rabbi Akiva, the Arizal says he's the sheirish of Torah Shebaal Peh. Umashe nisda beperek Rabbi Akiva hu mitan Rabbi Akiva sheirish Torah Shebaal Peh shehoya ben gerim v'terah shebichsav v'terah shebaal peh heim be'emes achas. Of course, they're really one. Heim be'emes echad. Umitan zeh nichtav gam kein matan Torah b'parshas Yisrael. Uparshas Hager, Shehu Me'inyan Torah Shebaal Peh, Shebol Etaken Haroiv Kas Achar HaKilkul. So it's almost as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being makdim truful amaka by writing all about Yisro's suggestion as to how Torah Shebaal Peh should be taught and implemented. HaKadosh Baruch Hu places it before Matan Torah to show us that is as much a part of Torah as Torah Shebichsav,
In a sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is introducing the concept of Torah Shebaal Peh before he even tells us that he gave us Torah Shebichsav on Har Sinai. And the reason to do so is because this work, this amelus, this hard work, this effort, where you need to gain wisdom and study hard, this Rav Chachma, is the antidote and the solution and the tikkun for the Rav Kas that we brought on when we, soon after Matan Torah, created an eagle.
V'isa b'gemara. The Gemara says, Mibnei banav shel Sisra. We just read about the downfall of Sisra, correct? Mm-hmm. In the Haftar, in Parshas B'Shalach. So the Gemara in Gittin says that the descendants of Sisra, Lamdu, Tinoikis, B'Yerushalayim, U'b'sefer ha-mafteach l'rbenu nisim goyin, Huva ha-girsa u'man inun, and who were the descendants of Sisra who studied in Yerushalayim? Rabbi Akiva. V'isa b'sefer ha-sorah memoris, l'harav, Menachem Azariah, Mipanu, the Ramah Mipanu, Rabbi Akiva ba misisra. Furthermore, we have again the same idea where we have a Kabbalah that Rabbi Akiva was a descendant of Sisra. Sheba al Ya'el Eshes Chever Akeini v'hi ba miYisra. So we have a Kabbalah that Rabbi Akiva is actually a descendant of Yisra because he is a descendant of Sisra, who fathered the child with Ya'el Eshes Chever Hakeini, and Hakeini, of course, refers to the family of Yisrael. V'alkein ischadish al yedei Yisro gamkein parshas minui hadayonim v'nikra al shem ze Yisro sheyiter parsha v'atasecheze. That is the reason why he's called Yisro, one of the reasons for his names. Of his many names, Yisro is one of them, and it's because he caused an extra new parsha in the Torah, which is Va'atach Sechaze. You shall, Moshe, see to it that there be leaders. Shemitara Shebal Peh, Bo Chiluk HaMadregois Ka'amur. It's that idea of Tara Shebal Peh being introduced for the very first time, which came through Yisro, who was a ger. But that's okay, because ultimately it's his descendant, Rabbi Akiva, who's considered Shairish Teresh Shebal Peh. What the Arizal means when he calls Rabbi Akiva Shairish Teresh Shebal Peh is that as we have our Torah, the Torah that we have is considered to be a reflection of the refinements and of the insights of Rabbi Akiva, because those of his Talmidim who survived or who came after the loss of the 24,000 Talmidim were the great leaders of the Jewish people.
Tana Mishnah ki Rabbi Meir, Aliva de Rabbi Akiva.
Right. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was one of them.
Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Yehuda. So the understanding of this Rav Tzadik is, or of the Arizal, is at hand. So it's interesting how Torah Shebaal Peh is so intertwined with Rabbi Akiva, Ben Gerim. And it's not really such a wonder, because who is it that introduces the idea of a Teresh Shebaal Peh in the first place? Yisro, who was the ancestor of Rabbi Akiva. And it all comes full circle.
Well, if you count ancestors going through the lady.
Yes.
The Chai Nikra Kol Parshas Matan Taira, the whole parsha, our whole parsha is called Yisro. Shemimenu Yotzer Rabbi Akiva, Shehoya Sherish Teresh Shebaal Peh, Kamesh Mavur, or Kamesh Amar HaRizal. Ubnei Keni Holchu LeYavitz. Now it says in Divrei Ayamim, Bnei Keni, the descendants of Yisro, went to learn by Yavitz. Who's Yavitz?
Hakali.
Osniel ben Knas.
Oh, Osniel.
Little Moy Teresh Shebaal Peh. Very good. Kamesh Mavur, Medrash Tanchuma. V'yayvetz hoya haschalas teresh shebaal peh shehichzir b'pulpuloi halachos shenishtakchu b'mei evloi shel Moshe k'mesh mavur b'tmura. The Gemara in Tmura tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu's avelus caused us to not know and not understand what we could not learn because Moshe was no longer with us, who with his great pilpulistic capacity brought back thousands and thousands of various halachos, Osniel ben Knas. That restoration of Torah through Osniel ben Knaz means he was a master in Torah Shebal Peh, obviously.
Wasn't he a shofet?
Yeah. Oh. And his name... And his name is, yes, his name is Yaivitz because of the idea of Yoetz, to give ideas for Torah's sake, and Rovetz, meaning to cause Torah to root and rest with us. The Gemara says that's his name, Yaivitz. It's that compound of those two ideas, Yoetz and Rovetz. And where did the descendants of Yisro go? They went to learn by, specifically, Yaivitz. Why? What was his mastery, Yaivitz? Torah Shebal Peh. Again, Rav Tzadik is ingeniously, he's showing how there is this emphasis of the descendants of Yisroi, the Bnei Gerim, and the affinity and the important role they play in Torah Shebal Peh. So that when they went for a Rebbe, they went to Yaivitz. Peace continues with now a different point, so we can leave it here because it's 9 o'clock. But the idea that he has offered up is this wide woven tapestry of how, again and again, beginning with Yisrael, continuing through his descendants who went to study with Asniel, the master of Torah Shebal Peh, continuing with Rabbi Kiva, who ultimately was a descendant of Sisera, and the baby fathered by Sisera with Ya'el Eishes Chever HaKeini, also from Yisrael, how throughout the descendants of Yisrael we find this important emphasis of Torah Shebal Peh, as the Arizal says. Rabbi Akiva was the Sheirish of Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh functions to, of course, explain all of Torah Shebichsav, but it is first revealed and shown to us, and all of its importance is imparted to us through Yisro, no less, who comes to Moshe and says, Novol Tibol, you're not going to do this yourself, you have to have people who can interpret, who can understand, who can teach. It's going to have to be given over mouth to mouth by many, many different people. And those who can handle a more difficult issue, those who can handle a less difficult issue, will create separate courts. All of this is Torah Shebal Peh, which is presented to us in the very same parsha as Torah Shebichsav, as the Aseres HaDibros. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intention. He puts this here, right before Matan Torah, to show us that this is Torah, it's as real, as God-given as Torah Shebichsav. It's as much from Sinai as are the Aseres HaDibros. And so he puts it in the Torah before we even receive Torah Shebichsav, a description of Torah Shebal Peh. And as he says, it's very important that we have this Torah Shebal Peh because ultimately that's what saves us. When Bnei Yisrael were unfortunately falling from grace and created the Egel and created between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Roiv Kaas, it's the Torah Shebal Peh, which is the Roiv Chachma that we study, which is Metaken. Metaken, first of all, it gives us chus. It causes us to be able to fight the Yetzirah. It also is Metaken that the Torah we forgot and the Torah which we can no longer automatically pick up, we can struggle and we can earn it. If we struggle to learn the Blat Gemara, to understand the mitzvah, to understand the sugya, we will understand how the mitzvahs are to be done. We will grasp HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That which we were ultimately going to lose because of the chet, that innate ability to know Hashem the way we once did when he said Anoichi, and we immediately grasped and heard every nuance through the words of Torah Shebichsav, that all that knowledge, all that understanding is being regained, but through work, through the work of Torah Shebal Peh. It's the Rav Chachma that's bringing us back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Torah Shebal Peh, the Rav Chachma, that's the response and the tikkun for Rav Kaas.